على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة قرب على الصلاة قرب على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك نسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on the virtue of hunger, living a simple life, and the sufficing with very little as far as food, drink and clothing is concerned. Generally, very often, especially in our country, you find that these three things people overdo. People overdo as far as their food is concerned, excessive eating, excessive drinking, the different types of drinks that Allah Pak has given us, halal drinks. And clothing also, to a certain extent, people spend a lot more than they need, generally, and people's clothing are not as the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, this is a height of perfection that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had, but every one of us should have the desire that we would like to some point desire and have that in our heart. We would also like to be like our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of bringing that simplicity in our lives, not doing things for show. So the first hadith we did yesterday in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, qalat, ma shabi'a al Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min khubz sha'irin yawmaini mutatabi'in hatta qubida. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, we find that a lot of these hadiths of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is mentioning it. So in other words, the people wasn't from the house knows the best condition of the house. And who knows more the condition of the house than the wife? Here the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reporting that the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fill their stomach up with bread made from barley for 2 consecutive days until he passed away. In other words, there was never a situation where you had 2 days next to each other and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would have had a full meal. Forget from meat or from those things that are regarded as luxuries like what people have, biryani, etc. Here he's talking about bread, barley bread. No 2 days went where he had the opportunity or he would have filled his stomach up till he's full, the whole family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this continued right up till the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. وفي رواية another riwayat that Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned, ma shabi'a al Muhammadin, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not fill their stomachs up منذ قدم المدينة, since Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam entered Medina Sharif, when he made hijrat, he entered Medina, من طعام البر ثلاث ليال اتباعا حتى قبضا. There wasn't a situation now even longer, 3 days, where the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have filled the stomach up with bread made of wheat for 3 consecutive days. In other words, there wasn't a situation where consecutively they were eating. This was the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the level of simplicity that he chose for himself and his family. Today's hadith an Urwa an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Urwa ibn Zubair radiallahu anha is reporting from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Urwa ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anha was the son of Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anha, was married to Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha was the sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So in other words, Hazrat Urwa ibn Zubair was a nephew. His mother's sister was Hazrat Aisha. So he's reporting from his khala, from his mother's sister, was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Urwa an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, radiallahu ta'ala anha, annaha kanat taqul, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha would say, wallahi yabna ukhti, she would address her nephew, said, oh my nephew, in kunna nanzuru ila al-hilal, thumma al-hilal, thumma al-hilal, thalathatu ahillatin fi shahrain, said, oh my nephew, we would see one new moon, we would see the second new moon, we would see the third new moon, 3 new moons, in other words, in 2 months. 2 months, why? Because the first new moon, second new moon will be the beginning of the second month. And when you see the third new moon, it will be the end of the second month. So in other words, there would be 2 months that would pass. We would see 3 new moons. وَمَا أُوْقِدَ فِي أَبْيَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَارٌ. And fire would not be lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, 2 months would pass by, and there was nothing cooked in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No fire was lit in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْتُ يَا خَالَ. He said, I told, oh my auntie, فَمَا كَانَ يُعِيشُكُمْ. How did you live? How did you live? If there was no fire lit in the house, in other words, nothing was cooked in the home, how did you live? قالت الأسودا الأسوداني التمر والماء. She replied, on 2 black things, one is dates and the other is water. We might think why water is described as black. Generally in Arabic, you'll get a situation where you say Shamsan, 2 suns. It doesn't refer to 2 suns, but the expression means one is the sun and one is the moon. Or you'll say Umaran, the 2 Umars. One will refer to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one will refer to another Sahabi, but it's just explained like that. So here when you're saying the 2 black things, in other words, that khajur was black and would it would always go water. So therefore this expression is used. So in other words, the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fire wasn't lit, they would just suffice on khajur, dates and water. This was the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's saying 2 months would pass like this and we'll just suffice on this. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ قَدْ كَانَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جِيرَانٌ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ. Except that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had some neighbors from the Ansar. وَكَانَتْ لَهُمْ مَنَائِحُ. And they had some milk producing animals. وَكَانُوا يُرْسِلُونَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ أَلْبَانِهَا فَيَسْقِيَنَا. And these neighbors, they would send some milk, because they had some animals that gave milk, they would send some milk to the home of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they would give us to drink. Muttafaqun Ali. So here Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is explaining the personal life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to what levels of simplicity he chose. So we also claim to be the beloved and the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama saying that we obviously cannot go on to this level, but in our heart and in mind we should have that this was the simplicity that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose. So in our minds also we should be happy to live a simple life. Not that a person should be extravagant all the time, but for his own benefit also, for our own benefit, ulama explained that 2 things, if a person wants to have a successful, healthy life, 2 things he must keep light. Halke pet or halke peet. Halke peet means he should keep his stomach light. Light, in other words, don't overeat. Eat and eat to such an extent that his stomach, when alim came from overseas, and he kept on mentioning this, he said that a person, if he keeps his stomach light, he'll find that it will become very easy for him to do work, and he will, Allah Pak will save him from many sicknesses. Then he explained to, at which point should a person stop eating? He says, when you desire that you need little bit more. He said, that is the point that you stop. When you just desire that I must have little bit more to eat, he said, that is the point you stop, and that is how you keep your stomach light. So ulama explained that when the stomach is kept light, and a person's body is kept healthy, he feels fresh, it is easy for him to wake up in the morning, it is easy for him to do work, he doesn't feel lethargic because his stomach is kept light. And the other thing that ulama explained, the next thing is halke peet. What is the meaning by keeping the back light? Keeping the back light means that do not take unnecessary stresses upon yourself, upon your back. In other words, you don't need extra pressure. Person doesn't need extra stress, he doesn't need extra pressure. Example is when football match taking place, 2 teams are playing there. Now that stress of who is going to win, who is going to lose, all that person is on the edge for that 45 minutes, 1.5, he doesn't need that extra stress. Don't take it upon yourself. Why do you need to take extra stress upon yourself? A person doesn't need to know what is happening around the world. He doesn't need to know what is happening in Japan, what is happening here, what is happening there. Obviously he should make dua for the Muslims all over. He should cry and try and help some in some way. But there's no need for a person to unnecessarily take on all the stress. So this is what ulama explained. Keep the back light and keep the stomach light. It will help a person to live a healthy life. He's not taking on unnecessary stresses. And this ties up with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. From amongst the beauty of a person's Islam is he leaves out those things that don't concern him. It doesn't concern me. Why do I need to get involved? Why do I need to take on the extra stress and extra pressure? Let me stay away. So how beautiful the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This actually beautifies a person's deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.